Bin ich gekommen. So von dem Morgen hum ins Maschma, besides eben der Besorgen, besides Michal Shalvarasi, there is another member of the Kuma. The question is, what is that? The Gemara says there, Avon said that Mumar Abizore im Achirion Reineison Shrikos Mishir. In other words, according to Avon, Mumar Abizore does not have the Psur of an Akku. So the Gemara says, Meisri, we came with the Kulchem Reises Amumar. We came Bochem Cholakti, the Loi Bumis, Loi Bumis, Mina Peimo, in other words, we are Mikabelin Korbonis, Mivik Chovim, even though the Arab Dabis are still Ishish, the Rabbis of Chovim, even though he's not a Katesh of Nevizor, only Israel, if he's an Arab Dabisor, we cannot be Mikabelin. Even the Mumar Abizori can make up for it. But the Torah says, Mikem Lehitzis Amuma. Lehitzis Amuma. So that's the Mumar Abizori. But the Mumar Devarachot, not Labrizori. There is no Gzeres HaKosu. If there is no Gzeres HaKosu, that we cannot be Mikabel. So why shouldn't it be Mikabel? We said, Asvore, we cannot say. Why does the Gemara say, because the kishiyazo ben yishuvim, kishiyazo ben yishuvim. So without the time of kishiyazo ben yishuvim, so we should be allowed to mikab. Now the halacha is that the mumar abizori cannot mikab kovanis. But then the Gemara in Sanhedrin in Yeranadachas and less Perik. So the Gemara says, here on the Dachas, the Korbonis of the if the Abrizore cannot be Nikras. And the Gemara doesn't mention there the Posik and Mikem Rekuchan. The Gemara mentions the Posik Zevach Rishoyim Teino. Why does the Gemara mention the Posik of Zevach Rishoyim Teino? Of Zerach Rishon Teiv. Now, let's see the cases. Let's go over the Gemara and then over. But I just pointed out this difficulty. If Mikanon and Mikabon Kabonis and Beish Yisrael Tishiyaz of Mishuv, Chutz Mna Mumma Om Nasir Yain Lachal Shabbos Faresi, Hogu Fikash, Amret Mikem Likuch Meis Samumma, Vod Atone Mikabon Kabonis and Beish Yisrael, Holy Kash, Reishe, that says, we came a little as reference to a mumer cholaterkule. We see also that says we come in kabbalas mishay Yisrael as reference to a mumer d'varachot. Let's say a mumer l'mbeles lishatnes l'tzok. We see also mumer d'varachot. Aim is safe. Chutz min ha-mumah ha-mnasach shayim ha-chal shayim ha-faresi. Hai mumah ha-chadami. Im mumah ha-chalat ha-rekule ha-nereishi. So it's mentioned already. Vi mumah ha-dvarachot kashim siyasi. If the pshat in the seife Chutz min ha-mumah means even mumah d'varachot, the veiles, not chal shabbat faresi, and not abdizori, so you're not allowed to be mikabel, so there is a stira between the mitzias and the seif. El lav hachakam, חוץ מן המומר, נעשה סייין לחל שם פרש, על מהמומר הבליס כחובים, הבמומר הוא התריקול. תיופתי לרבונן תיופתי. אור, סוד. So the Rabbonin's memory that the Mumar Lachmizore does not have the Tzum Vakum was not. But here the Gemara mentions three things. A Mumar Chater Kule and the Mumar Lachmizore Lachal Shabu Faresi. And so they you cannot be Mikab. And a Mumar Dorachod you can be Mikab. But the Sefer mentions חוץ מן המומר לנסח הסייעין ולכל לשבוס מפרסי so the ratio doesn't have reference to it because then it's a repetition so the question is what is it? So I said the Rambam has another מומר חתרק and that's the real מומר חתרק the real מומר חתרק let's say even רבונן would be made that this kind of מומר that means him שומת one who openly abandons the Jewish faith. In other words, he embraces another faith. And it doesn't make any difference. The Rambam mentions Shnayim Namumrim, Netin Mechilek Rabo. One is Imun Lachatrekul. Kereu Sheimrim, Yishor Sha'akum Gizlim Zeris, Ma Betzah Shadabik B'Yisroel, Teiv Shadabik, Bevi Kachovi, שינם שינם שפלים בינם נטופים so he's a mum lachat rekule and he's a mum lachat rekule so when the Rambam says Yishor Shaak and he's a Zeres of Israel he doesn't mean Zeres of Yor Goyav because then how could he say in a chelik apo the Rambam says that even if somebody was either an Abdizor he couldn't withstand the Nisoyen of letting him say of letting, of allowing himself to be killed by the Goyim. So then he's still anonymous. If he's anonymous, he's even Koshal Eides. He's Mechal as Hashem, but he's anonymous. If he's anonymous, so he certainly has a Chelek Labo. And here the Rambam says, Ein Lechel Labo. So the Rambam means showing Zeres in economic things, you know, in making the real living, you know, in being able to live in the whole country like in Sarasvash. So they want Geze, that the Jew has to chas v'sholem be'ed abzor if not they'll kill him. But if one was not a mishumed, he was not allowed to live in certain cities and in the cities where he was allowed to live, not in the fancy sections, and then he couldn't become a professor in a college, so because that's not an onus, so he is in the chilek labo. The rabbit is masik in the Rambam. He says, if he's nidvak, he does have the chovim, so he's a min. So the Kesef Mishnah gives two terus. One teres is because the Ador says that are not the avizor. Let's say the Muslims or the Unitarian. Suppose somebody embraces the Unitarian faith. They don't believe in Shituf, in Abizor, or the Muslim faith. He's also a Mishumet. And of course, Shritose Asuro, even according to Ravonon, and even if it's a Tinish Nishbo, so he's an Onus, but he'll still have the Psalm of Akum. And then another Teretz is, suppose he's Nidvek, he does say the Kehovim because he wants to make a nice living. But in his heart he doesn't believe in the Dasi Kehovim. But he accepts the Muslim faith because in order to make a good living. So then he has a din of Mula Chatekul. Now some ask the Rambam himself,
why does he have a din of Mumar Lechonator Kula?
A Mishumet, what we call Mishumet.
What?
That's the real Mumar Chatekul. The
like,
others.
It's not like Echel Nevelus Letavon.
What is that?
It's not like Echel Nevelus Letavon because he gets
it doesn't get matter. More money. If somebody is a Mishumet Letavon, like Professor Chvolsky, so he has a din of a Mumar Chatekul. And then, in regard to a Mishumet, what we call a mishumet. What does a mishumet mean? Mishumet means one who embraces another faith. It doesn't make any difference which faith, a Christian faith, or a Mamish pagan faith, or a Unitarian faith, or a Muslim faith. If he embraces another faith, he's a mishumet. And he's the real mumochat rekule. And in regard to this kind of mumochat rekule, there is no shaila. Im Ravon is made that he has all the psulim of an akum. And then the other chidesh, the other teres of the kesemish, the teres is massive. If he embraces another faith, so he's a min. So that the Mishnah says, but he embraces only to avoid discrimination. So in his heart he knows that the Muslim faith is fully Sheka because of it. So then he's not a mean. So he's not a mean. Still, he has a din of imumea lecholat rekule. And if he's imumeochat rekule, so it's like a brizol. Even though in his heart he's not married to a brizol. So that's a chiddush, that's not such a devil portion. Suppose somebody, in his heart he believes in the Torah, but when he moves with the goyim in order to get the favor of the goyim, he says he believes in their das, but in his heart he knows that their das is shekha because. So the Rosh Yosef mentions a Tshuvas Rabbeinu. He says to a certain Jew, when he's among Jews, so he says the faith, the emunah of the Akum is Shekha because. But when he talks to Goyim, he says he believes in it. So Shritos is Sheer. So that's not like the Rambam. If Hakrin Rein is on Shritos is Sheer. In other words, according to the Rambam, if somebody verbalizes Emune Babrizor and in his heart he doesn't believe, he has a din of Emune Chatekul. According to Rav Niene, if somebody just with his mouth verbalizes Emune Babrizor, but in his heart we know that he doesn't believe, and in his heart he believes, he's convinced that it's Kuli Sheka because of. So then, he does not have a din of Mulchat Rekul. It's not a din of Mulchat Rekul. Now the question is raised by many people that this Rambam is, in, according to the Mishnah's Pshat, is in conflict with what the Rambam passed in Africa when the Muslims were gazing on every Jew that he has to make a declaration before the Muslims. So the Rambam passed that it's not your goyav. And then somebody asked him what is Shasashmat. So even Argus and Misane is your goyav. So the Rambam said, when do we say Shasashmat? In Argus and Misane, when there is a Maisi Isa. But here there is no Maisi Isa. What's the Isa? Of being in my meaning in Nova Sheka. But in his heart he knows that he's in Nova Sheka. Just to say, Nova Sheka Tiyochoksa, for that there is no Yehor Goryabe. And the Argus in the Sun, according to Shilfes, the Shat is not like Rash. Rash says, Eminagyun, in other words, fully have one kind of shoelaces. And the goyim have another kind of shoelaces, so if Shas Hashmat is Yor Goryav, means according to Rashi, so there was a din of Yor Goryav and Shas Hashmat, even when there is a Xere to shave off the pears and the beard. It's honest Rashi, so King Alexander, before Nikolai, so he issued a decree that every resident in Russia, Jew or Gentile, has to shave off his beard. And there is no Isa. the Vishalevi went to Golis because of that. He didn't want, because according to Rashi, to have a beard and payas, even though of the Deen, you are allowed to shave off the payas, Horosh, with the Misporan Gentile, with the sun. But it's a minagi soil in those days today. It's not a universal minagi soil to have a beard and payas. But in those days, it was a universal custom of all Jews to have a beard and payas. So the Vishalevi went to Boaz, and he went to board at that time, the Vishalevi, for a few years until that Xere was lifted, or this according to Rashi, according to Shilta's Pshat, Arkes and Misane doesn't mean it. It means Chukizhak. So it's Mamash Lav the Rais. It's Mamash Lav the Rais. What kind of Lav the Rais of Kisim Lislehu? But Kisim Lislehu only applies to a Chok that has a religious significance. Let's say if a Jew will put a Christmas tree on December 25th, then it will be Chayim Malkis. He'll not be with Avizoi. That's not the day of Habitus of Bikach. But he'll be there with the Chayim Malkis for the lab of Chukuseyem, Loisalei. But then the Marik mentions another category of Chukuseyem, Loisalei. In other words, if it's a minyak tritzus, there's the more Molokami, Beishal and Gamliel, he tiru lahem, Sapakumi, was the Sapakumi, because the Roman nobleman had took a haircut in front, but in the back they left all the hair. You see today some people, even Jewish people, who take a haircut in front and in the back they leave all the hair. They think it's nice. But then I don't think that today it is a minatrisis, it doesn't should ask today. But in Zman Chazal, it was in inactritus and arrogance. In other words, because why did you know, somebody else who was not a nobleman was not allowed, you know, to leave the hair on the back. That was a minagoyim that he was indicative of arrogance. Arrogance is also tritus. So, Beishal Gamliel, he typically because they were criminal mouths. So it really says in the comments and Sanhedrin that the reason is why Beishal Gamliel or Matar call mouths, how can the matter and is the rising? That is, if he's a criminal mouths. So it really says that the rising, when is there a love of the same Lislehu into, that's in two situations, either a religious practice, let's say to put a Christmas tree, or the Goyim, the Netzri, have a practice on Easter, they cook colored eggs. If a Jew will do it, so then the behavior on Israelites. Or if it is based not upon religion, but it's based upon superstition. In other words, so if they have a certain practice that is doesn't make sense, but is based upon superstition, there is also an Israel. But if the chukis akum, the minhag akum, is indicative of arrogance and pritzus, so then it's only osam rabbon. Since it's osam rabbonon, so mele fakor malchus deomat. The question is that according to the Shultes says that Arkes and Misane means a real Isser and an Isser Reis and not an Isser Rabban. In other words, if there is a certain type of issue that was used only by noblemen, but the common man was not allowed he was punished if he used that kind of shoe. Some mele, according to the shoe test, there is a misa beraise. So mele, it's your valyave abishasashma. It's your valyave abishasashma. So the question is, so why? So according to the shoe test, that the minig akum, that is based on preachers and arrogance, so is love the raise, so why would Chachamim matter, the family of Chachamim Gamliel, to do that to be misapa blue? In other words, when they took a haircut, yeah, to leave all the hair on the back. So I think the Teretz is, the Rambam says, oy. ויודע במלבושי ושורך מייסו, כמו שמובדו מהן במדו יהודי זו. וכן אימא יהיה, ועבדו אסכמנם, וילבש במלבוש המיוחד להן. מלבוש המיוחד להן. So, in other words, now the goyim wear a jacket, does that mean a Jew is not allowed to wear a jacket? So, some Hasidim, because of that, wear a long jacket in order to move the way, but you can't say that those who don't wear a long jacket are either love the rice, and then Hasidim, whether they wear a short jacket or a long jacket, so they button the other way, you know, not from the left to the right, but from the right to the left. I think that's nonsense. I mean, whether you're not allowed to wear a tie either, because so in Yerushalayim the Anshei Da Haredis never wear a tie, but Dil Yisrael wore a tie, my father wore a tie, and Rav Chaim wore a tie, the Salevi didn't, but Rav Chaim wore a tie. So the answer is the Rambam says Malbusham Yuchat Lein. But if it's not the Yuchat Lein, in other words, so then, let's say, the Christian priest wear a certain type of a head, or the Christian priest, say, they wear a hard color. Mm-hmm. How is it that the rabbis in Britain, they wear the same? I mean, when I saw a picture of a rabbi in Britain, and they wore the same kind of shirt, so I was shocked to see it, because this is really Malbusham Yuchat Lein. Boraye, if goyim or not clergy would also wear that kind of hot color, so then I understand. But only clergy among the goyim wear this kind of color. So how did they do it? So, and then, but the Rambam says, if b'mal b'cheinu im yabav l'sgnami v'liyilbash b'mal b'sham yuchadlen v'liyigadl tzitzis reishay b'tzitzis reishay v'liyigalach m'nastodim v'niach asar b'emtza v'mushayim eisim z'an mikroplurits. Says the Rambam, he says v'niach asar b'emtza, but it means not only b'emtza, it means to leave all the hair in the back, starting from the middle and leave all the hair in the back. So, Moshe Nesim, if it's a nikro blot, v'lo yigal ha-chasa mechaneget ponov, v'ezen, v'yenuach ha-pera me'achov, so that's Bluris, that's it. But it's a boat, Tachov Zag, Kidach Shay's name, the Lyivna Mikamis Gibin and Cholish Lab, Tisha Yichmus of Ben Rabbi, Moshe Nisi, the Choloys Achas Melo Haiz and Lake, something frightening. The Ramam says, the Lyivna Mikamis Gibin and Cholish Shalakum, Tisha Yichmus of Ben Rabbi, Moshe Nisi. So does that mean not allowed to build the house with a big room like Madison Square Garden? Has we shalom, I mean, we should say a thing like it. So what does the Rambam mean? The Yivna became a skibinyan a cholei shalakum kidei sheyichnusu berabim k'mo sheinis. The answer is, if a person builds a big house because he expects to have assemblies, let's say, of thousands and thousands of Jews. Let's say, Madison Square Garden, Solubavitch, held the Sima Shas, so there are thousands and thousands of good Jews at the Sima Shas. Then there is nothing wrong with it. What if a person who never expects to have thousands of people, you know, in his house, still out of arrogance, you know, and to play the role, you know, of a big person, as if he had been a king. So he has a big room. I once read that Mussolini, in his apartment, so the room in which he sat was so big that it took a person to traverse the room to walk 10 minutes. What was it based on? But was based on, he never had an assembly of people, he was a dictator. So at most he could have 5 people visiting him. That was based upon arrogance, you know, upon arrogance that he's a king. And the derech of the ancient kings, the ancient times, was to have a big palace. And then at the end of the room, the king sat on his kisei amluch. Some melee, if he does that out of arrogance, so he's like, then the Rambam himself mentioned, Yisnalochim, Yisroel Shoyukor of the Malchus, Vitsorach Leishif of Jumalchayim, Vohulik Nile if Shalit Idmoen, Hagezimuta Lilbish Mamushayim, Ugaleach can get pun of Gedachinez. So the answer is, the Rambam says, Naloch Alev, in Hilchim Mechukisim V'Kechobim V'Lim Yidamim Lehen. So that's an essential element in the life of Kesem Yisrael. If the Minig is a religious significance, like a Christmas tree, so it doesn't matter whether it's Lidam Lehen or not Lidam Lehen. But, let's say, suppose a Jew has an apartment together with a Goy, and if the Jew, so if the Goy puts up a Christmas tree, even though it's not the proper thing for the Jew to stay in that room, it's also a type of thing. But since he's Sheval Taise, we couldn't say that he's Eber Chugisakum. But if the Jew puts up the Christmas tree, for the Goy, even though, so then he certainly either loved the Raisi of the same Israel. But if it's not a religious practice, it's not a religious practice, it's based upon arrogance, then the Isa of the Raisi is only Shayach if he does it with the motive to be like them. So in other words, if he lives in Louis because he wants to be arrogant like the Goy, the Goyim are arrogant. He also wants to have an image of arrogance. Then he's evil after eyes. But based on Gamliel, it's not the purpose as to why the Omegalia Bluris was not because Chas V'Sholem based on Gamliel wanted to have the image of the Goyim. Chas V'Sholem, they hated that image. But they had to do it for the Tzira of Klal Yisrael. So then there is no Yisad Raisi. So in other words, that's the machlekes between the Miri and the Rambam. According to the Miri, so a minig that is based upon the arrogance and preaches, so is only awesome the Rabbanon. That there is no malchus. According to the Shultes and the Rambam, any minig of a vikhovik that is based, that does not have a religious significance, but is based upon arrogance and preaches, involves love the rice and there is malchus. But when does it involve love the rice if the purpose is to be like them, to look like them, to have the same image as God? He doesn't want to have an image of a Jew. He doesn't have an image of a Jew. So then there is love the rice. So the Rambam was matia. The Jews who are forced by the Muslim rulers to say Ad Hashem hu Elokim u'Mahmed hu Nevi Elokim, because fortunately the Muslim rulers were not interested in the Jews embracing the Muslim faith. Maybe they knew that Al Pidin there is a distinction. They would have forced the Jews to embrace officially the Muslim. They only forced them to make a declaration. And since the Jews who made the declaration in their heart, they knew that the Muslim faith is because of the Shekhar, so Melee did not involve any Isa. Any Isa, just the Shekhar. It's just Shekhar. If somebody believes in a real Shekhar, so that's love their eyes. Love the rice. But if somebody does not believe in the Rashika, but he just says with his mouth that a certain Novi Asheka, one who pretends to be Novi, is in Novi Emes, then he doesn't involve any Isa. Just a Sheka. Just a Sheka. As far as the Sheka, Asheka did a fall. So, in the Dark Show, and so there is a head of the Sheka. Masha'in Kei, the Rambam Lechashuve, when he says that those Jews who accept the Muslim faith, Machmas Gzeiras, and in their heart they know it's Kodeshika, but they openly accept the Muslim faith or the Unitarian faith, even though in their heart they know it's Kodeshika, so then it's like Abedizore, and they have a din of Mulchater Kuve. And even more than Mulachat, than Arida Bizar, because the Arida Bizar only has a din of a Mulachat Rekure. And if he's an honest Tinek Shenishbo, I mean, Arida Bizar has a din of a Mulachat Rekure. And even if he's an honest, according to what the Gemara says, that the youth, the Ravonon, so an Eved HaBrizor, even if he didn't openly embrace the das of the goyim, so has a din of a mumal chater kore. But that's not mamish mumachatra. He has a din of a mumal chater kore. But Masha'in Keni Mishumet, that's the real mumal chater kore.
What about a case of somebody, you say it's not a ma'aseh avodah zarah to declare his belief in Muhammad. Now what happens if they tell you, it's only by Sheker Terchak, what happens if they say, if you don't do it, I'll kill you? You have to say it because
so that's what the Rambam passed.
You have to, right?
That you don't have to, don't have to miss an effort yourself.
No, but. And then. But do you have to go ahead and actually, what a person wants to be most an effort, do you allow?
Oh, so the Rambam says, but if somebody is miss an effort himself,
right.
So then he's in the highest battery.
That's Kiddush.
So some as the Pasha, but the Rambam Shita is that Nashor Averes, if he's Misanefesh himself, let's say Anchil Shabbos, so he's Mabed Asmadas. The answer is because there is a Machlekes Rishenim, whether for the Marasayin of Eved Avizore, there is Yorg Valyaber. So some Rishenim say that there is Yorg Valyaber for the Marasayin of Avizore. And the Raya is from the Gemara in Gittin. Of Hana v'shiva v'neo. So the king told the youngest one, he said, he'll drop his tabas that was near the Abelizori, and then he'll, and he's giving it matone, his tabas, and then they asked the youngest one to bend down to pick up the tabas, and the observers will think that if no one will know that the king dropped his tabas, so the thing he prostrated himself on the floor in order to bow to the Abelizori.
Right.
So the Samgesheni mentioned a riot that Marasayim Abelizori is your Rabbi. But other Gesheni are chilling. And the Rambam Shita is that Marasayim Abelizori it's not your Rabbi. So Mele, so how do they explain that Gemara? The answer is, even according to the Rambam, that Marasayim Abelizori. Because here, when you make a declaration, Hashem Elokim, Umachmed Hu Nevi Elokim, so there is a marasayin of Shmat, because everybody thinks, at least the Muslims thought, that the Jews really believed in Das Muhammad. So, and embracing another faith, even a faith, Unitarian faith, is the same din as Abelizori. So Mele, to make a declaration, Adishemu Elikim, Umachmedu Nidhi Elikim, is Marasayin of Shmat. Is Marasayin of Shmat is like Marasayin of Abelizori. So you're not Mechuyev, but you're not a Ma'abed Hasmodas, on the contrary, you're Mekayim a big mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Now, so this is the Rambam Pshat, Imum HaChater Kuri. But Rabbi Yochanan Pshat is me. Rabbi Yochanan Pshat is Mumalachis Afilu Devarechot. Oy Shemu Rabbi Yisgachavim. Oy Lechal Shabu Yifaresi. Oy Shemu Mumea. Lechalat Rekule Afilu Chutz Mishtai Meilu. Didn't give a comment. So last week I asked, what does it mean? Lechalat Rekule Olaveyas. Olaveyas. It's Sikha Arayas. And I mentioned the story about the Malman that when Imum Alahachas Maskel came to him, he said, in Zever, he tried to be Aver, every Aver in the Torah. Can the Malman mention to him one Aver that was not Aver? So the Malman said to him, yes, the Aver has more das, you're not Aver yet. So what does it mean? Cholatir, he's addicted to all his own. No, he doesn't. It might be a so-called ethical person, but he doesn't commit adultery, and he doesn't commit abedizore, but not because of this abedizore. He doesn't commit ritzicha, not because of ritzicha, because of ethical reasons. And he doesn't commit adultery because of moral reasons. But in other words, the Torah, the Sugya Torah, is not near him to do any of it. It's not a factor. It's not a factor. So then, he also has a deal of a Mumal Chater. So it means, so the question is, Oishu Mumal Chater, Chutz Mishtai Meil. What does it mean, Chutz Mishtai Meil? Chutz Abelizori. In other words, Abelizori, so in respect to Abelizori, he's not a Nirid Abelizori. But he's not a Nirid Abelizori. But he's not a Nirid Abelizori because of rational reasons. Because he knows it's nonsense. No. So if he's the kind of a Jew that he believes in the Torah, we have Jews like that. They believe completely assimilated. He doesn't know anything. So he's completely assimilated. And then, in regard to a Mumel Chater Kule, so then, even if he's an onus, so he has a din of a Mumel Chater Kule. Let's say in Shumet, so even if he's an onus, and there are more paskins in Ilchas Aveilet, that he, parents, converted themselves together with the children. So then, even when the children die, so you don't have to miss out on all of them. But it's anonymous, the children. The answer is that if somebody is mumachater kule, so then he's peris midarkei hatzibur. Even if it's an eri anus, he's still considered peris midarkei hatzibur. So you have the amchuyev achyesei, but he has the psul of an akum, the psul of akum. So in other words, so ligabei, so if somebody is so assimilated that the mitzvah Satorah is not a factor in his behavior, is not a factor behavior. And for all this, so, even though he's not Ivan, this is so. So let's say he's Levi Shapnes and he's Nehiles and Haifes and Chilet, because with Machmasecho, so there is no reason as to why he should not do it. But as far he says Chutz Mishtaimeu, so when he says Chutz Mishtaimeu, he means that he's Mnea himself from Ablizore nudged because of the self Ablizore in the Torah, because he believes in the Torah, but he's assimilated. So Mele, even though he knows, but since he was not raised, and he was raised in assimilation, so it's not a factor. But as far as Ablizore is concerned, it is a factor. In other words, if not for the Yisar Ablizore of the Torah, he probably would be with Ablizore and go to church in order to be like all the other goyim. Yeah. In order to be like all the other goyim, even though he doesn't believe in it. They are Jews like that. In order to be, to show friendship to their Christian neighbors, they'll go to church and they'll bow down to the Isis. They don't believe in the Isis, but they'll bow down to the Isis in order to have goodwill, you know, peace on earth and goodwill towards men. So if somebody, some Chava Paschim, for example, that the Mumel Chater Kule, as is mentioned in the Chum, has reference to someone that is not a Mumel Avedizore. What does it mean, not a Mumel Avedizore? But when he says he's a Mumel Chater, he doesn't mean that he's Eiver, he doesn't mean he's Eiver and he's Sichet, but he's not, he's Mnei himself from Sichet, only because of Seichel, not because of Lisiotzach. But as far as Avedizore is concerned, he's Mnei himself because of this Avedizore. He has certain Nikud Yehudis in his soul. So Mele, because of, if not for the Yisra Abrizor in the Torah, Yiloch Elim Achirim, so Machmas friendship to his Christian neighbors, he would behave at Abrizor together without believing in Abrizor. And then he says, and he's not, yes.
What will be if he's not going to be Oved of the Zorah, but he's going to go to the church in
and
order
stand
to
still.
Stand
not
still.
Not bow down.
Yeah.
So not be in Eved Avizor.
Even if he like out of respect.
So then he'll only behave here the Isar of Marasain of Avizor, but not Avizor. Just Marasain of Avizor. Not Avizor.
And if he goes inside as to watch the art,
it's also to enter the sanctuary. But it's a different kind of an Isa. It's not a
Vezor. It's not a Vezor at all.
If he goes into the sanctuary, not during the services, so it's not even Marasaina Vezor, it's another Isa. It's another Isa. You're not allowed to enter the sanctuary of a Vede Vezor.
But will be any problem with Shechita?
No, of course not. Of course not. At most, it might be Mumal Levarachot. So then, according to Ogeshenim, so Shritos and Nikshio, without Beidik Sakim in Israel, only the Rambam Shittis, that if he's Roger Vitach, so then it's, we require that it should be, a Yisrael should be Beidik Sakim in Israel. So, the Rambam says, Oy lechal shabbe farashe. So is, in other words, oy shmu darachot chutz mi shtay meiro. So what it means is not lechal shabbe farashe. What is not lechal shabbe farashe? Because of seichel. Why? Because of seichel shouldn't be lechal shabbe farashe. If there even hadn't been, it's not there, the mitzvah seichel is. If there hadn't been a lovely sasekom locho, so there is no reason as to why a person should abstain himself from doing melacha on Shabbos any more than abstaining himself from doing melacha on Wednesday. Was the same thing. So it means that he is meneya himself from chil Shabbos farasye because he knows the Torah says it. And he's not a kefavel there. So mele, he is meneya himself from chil Shabbos farasye. But he's not near himself from Chil Shabbos Bitzine. And Chil Shabbos Bitzine is not, does not have a din of a Muachat Rekoy. So then, he has a din of a Muachat Rekoy, according to Rambam. But Rambam Pshat is much more simple. You know? Rambam Pshat is Muachat Rekoy, means Mishumet. And Mishumed even without believing in it. Without believing it, and the Rambam.